What are you doing?
Stacking sets.
Hi y'all, welcome to Windchill Time. It's Day and Ari.
Spirit fingers.
Yeah, they can't see the spirit. They can't see the spirit fingers on the podcast version.
I'm wiggling them. Wiggling the spirit fingers.
It's Wednesday, July 22nd, around 10:30 p.m., almost 10:35 p.m. Kids are in bed. We're in another change-up studio again. The changes never stop. This is show number 98, and so when we get to show number 101, it'll shift to season 3 on the way that the podcast is counted in the normal kind of like, you know,
world
where it's counted. But because money never sleeps, and because this is Bitcoin and we don't stop during the year, we're just going to start counting from 101 at season 3. So technically season 3, but it's just going to just count 101, and we'll just go into infinity.
Sounds good.
Just like printing money into infinity, the show's going to go into infinity. Yep. Money printer go beep boop beep. Okay,
so hump day's over.
We always record on hump days here. So this is COVID-19 pandemic show number 18, and again, this is show number 98. We're gonna have to do some pre-production in order to get the show 100 to be nice and special.
That means we've been all in pandemic mode in lockdown for like 4.5 months, 18 weeks.
More than that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good reminder that we are still in the pandemic, and there's no relief in short time period here. It's going to be medium to long term, relief, healthcare, and economic relief.
And no one wants COVID-19, so do whatever you can to not get it or share it.
Exactly. Oh, so I am Luggage Donkey on Twitter. If you want to ever come over there and attack me, because that's the best environment to do attacking. LinkedIn isn't such a great place to do personal attacks on people, and so Twitter is the right place for that, and it's Luggage Donkey.
I prefer love. I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I'm at Ari in Seattle. You love.
Oh yeah. And so for listeners of the podcast, this is the podcast is the audio version of the video that we're throwing up on YouTube, trying to be more regular once a week and throwing up shows onto YouTube.
The tube.
Yes. So the musical feature I'm going to do this time is going to be the Bitcoin jingle.
Oh, Tatiana. That's a really good one.
So we were on her show, Proof of Love. The two of us were guests on that show.
The Tatiana show.
Well, you were on the Tatiana show. We were on the Proof of Love cast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, we're nobodies, but,
love is something.
But we were able to give all kinds of interesting advice and, learnings and failings that we've had over the years with respect to so much failing.
So many.
And then one of our favorite people here in Seattle, Dr. John Gottman, he was actually featured by...
Paulina.
Recent newlywed with our dear friend
Pompilicious. Pump.
Yes. And so she did a profile write-up on John Gottman. Which is pretty awesome. Yeah, she got a bunch of advice from a whole bunch of different, famous people out there. And
actually, if you haven't subscribed to her newsletter, it's really worth it.
We're biased. We are subscribed.
Paulina Maranova, just find her. It's called The Profile. And if you want the link, just ping any one of us in any channels.
Yeah, so at the end of the show, I don't have a video, unfortunately, but so I'm gonna have to throw up a bunch of photos or something. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna do the Bitcoin jingle because I think it's a great song, and once it gets stuck in your head, it's really hard to get it out of your head.
I have photos of her playing it.
Okay.
Did you play it?
All right. Yeah. I can use those.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. So how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired. I'm really stressed. You know, lots of stuff has happened over the last 10 days, and it's really upset me. I'm very upset still.
Do you want to go into any gory details?
Our nanny aka Pear, is no longer with us as of 4 hours ago. And so it was kids crying, I cried, she left. Just not happy that she had to leave.
Yeah.
Now we have no childcare.
So we're in a childcare crisis situation, two adults in a family having to work to earn money to pay the bills. And so we have two small children, one-ish, four-ish. And so if we both have to work, they unfortunately cannot take care of themselves yet. And so it creates a paradox of existence here.
And the four-year-old is not taking care of the one-year-old.
Yeah, the one-year-old just wants to commit, random acts of suicide, all day long. Of course, just like every one-year-old, one-and-a-half-year-old does when they're learning how to walk for the first time. Picking up kitchen knives, pulling them out of the drawer and that kind of stuff.
It's not baby-proof, the home. He has to be watched.
Yeah. Oh, so as a preview to the show here, I got to get better about this. So the show is going to be about the basics of money.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some little changes going on these days. Price of Bitcoin is a little, movie aroundy right now. Because of some of the stuff that's been going on in this past week.
And Bitcoin is a digital asset. I'm actually talking to someone today. She told me, I can't afford Bitcoin. It's too expensive. And I was like, oh, but you can buy $1 of Bitcoin. Can you afford $1? You can buy $10 of Bitcoin. You can buy $100 of Bitcoin. You can buy all of one Bitcoin. But you don't have to. You can buy $1.
So that's a good segue into Satoshi math.
Yeah, so Satoshis are the smallest denomination of a Bitcoin. There are 100 million Satoshis in one Bitcoin. Like there are 100 cents in $1. So if you wanted to figure out how many Satoshis you can get in one US dollar, what you do is take $1 and you divide it by 0.00009500
because the price of
Bitcoin
is $9,500, approximately $9,500 of Bitcoin right as of a little while ago.
And you get, drumroll, 10,000.
Approximately 10,500 Satoshis per dirty US fiat dollar.
Ballin'! So throw in that $1 and get 10,500 Satoshis.
So Cash App is one of the apps that I recommend where you can buy fractions of a Bitcoin. Again, that's one of the fundamentals that we want to make sure that people take away from the show. Not just 100 million Bitcoin, 100 million sats or Satoshis per Bitcoin, which is how you get the 8 decimal places when you convert the price of Bitcoin to try and get Satoshis. So the other basic is that you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin that's worth approximately $9,500 per Bitcoin.
Yeah, who has $9,500 just sitting around? Most Americans don't. So if you want to just try it out with $1, $10, $20.
Yes.
What ifs. Yeah. Whatever is that what ifs money, try it.
There is an appropriate commission, of course, for purchasing, at least in the Cash App. There is a commission to pay if you buy $1 or $100,000 worth of Bitcoin. There is an appropriate commission to pay. Robinhood, you don't have to pay a commission, but they have a spread. And so
everyone gets paid somehow. Yes.
Nothing is free in this world. Nothing is free.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
You pay with your liver. You pay with your health. You pay with your conscience. Or someone pays.
Exactly. Okay. So we'll continue on in that topic. Right now, we'll go ahead and thank the WTIA for their continued sponsorship of the podcast. And Ari is also the chair of the Blockchain Council here.
So awesome. So the WTIA is the Washington Technology Industry Association, representing over 1,100 technology companies in the Pacific Northwest, creating one collective voice for the technology industry as we connect with innovators, investors, and policymakers. I'd also like to thank a new sponsor, Coding Dojo. So they are the place.
Is it check in the mail? Anyway.
Check them out. They've also recently joined the Cascadia Council.
Check's not even in the mail. It's just word of mouth, sponsorship. Keep going. Sorry.
Want to learn how to code? Check out Coding Dojo. All right.
Sorry to interrupt.
Let's go on.
You're upset now.
Move on.
I'm sorry.
Move on.
Okay, so so WTI sponsorship. Thank you very much. Okay, so another basic of money. Most people don't know that that gold is not actually a basis for our money. So specifically, the United States of America, but it applies to any fiat currency, which is money, a currency that is issued by a government. Most people don't know that the U.S. dollar is not backed by gold.
Most people don't know that money's ever backed by anything. Most people don't know that we came off the gold standard in 1971.
100%. Same year that Elon Musk was born. Not a coincidence, by the way.
Yep. And so now our money is no longer backed by anything hard, no hard assets. It's just money that we print.
Yeah, so on the, so I have an Andrew Jackson here, a $20 bill, and on it, on the left-hand side, under the seal of the Federal Reserve, United States Federal Reserve, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private.
Right there. Ignore my non-manicured fingers.
So a long time ago, it used to be that it became inconvenient to carry around heavy metal coins of gold and silver. So the government decided, we'll just give people paper. And on the paper, if you find notes that are old enough, it'll say this note is redeemable for gold, for that denomination of physical gold from the U.S. government.
This does not say that. So this is not worth gold.
Yeah, so if you have some collectible paper money bills from, you know, prior to 1971, then it should say that it is redeemable for gold in the United States of America.
Yeah. Interesting. This is a 2004, circa 2004, so it does not.
Oh, yeah. So this is a 1001 paper money from South Korea. And so if you want to hold that for a second. So this is approximately a dollar. I don't know the exact exchange rate right now, but that is also paper money from a government. We're Korean American, so I happen to have it's called a Chunwon, 1001 bill that was laying around. So it's another example of...
Isn't it so pretty though? With the little silver lining, the colors.
So again, paper money backed by the government. I'd like to joke that it's backed by bullets and guns, but it's not backed by gold these days. And so, that brings us to the Federal Reserve banking person who was recently either elected or semi-appointed. The reason why Bitcoin took a step function up recently was that because someone was appointed or voted in who is very much an advocate of returning the U.S. dollar to a gold standard.
I'm an advocate of it too. Yeah, I totally agree. It's a woman too, right? So yay, women.
The other reason why Bitcoin took a step function up just recently is because there is a very interesting office here that recently okayed the use of regular banks as a custodian. And this is it's a technical issue that most people don't know about, again, about money, but there's these laws about who can custody money for financial institutions, all kinds of financial institutions.
Big deal in the Washington state specifically. Like, we have big policymakers that watch over custodial laws around money and transmission in Washington state.
So this new policy sent out a letter saying that the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the OCC, decreed that an unnamed bank stated that national banks and savings associations can engage in so-called custody services for their clients. So this is for cryptocurrencies, crypto assets, you know, Bitcoin, all its, you know, stepsisters out there. And so this is a big step up, and that's one of the reasons why it looks like stair steps in the Bitcoin chart for the past week. I tweeted that out, so I'll include that in the link in the show notes here. And so that's part of the basics of money.
Well, yeah, and Bitcoin might have a chance of being more legitimate as these updates and changes are happening to the federal policies and how they look at it.
Yeah, I mean, these laws are a fundamental part of more adoption. There's only ever more adoption of Bitcoin and crypto assets. And so just got to be aware of it, watching the news. And it's a very news-driven economy, news-driven everything these days. And I didn't know what was going on about the Federal Reserve person who was voted in. And I didn't. And I just saw the news about the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, you know, writing that letter. And so that's why Bitcoin has been moving the way it has.
Cool.
All right.
So there's your Money 101 session for the day, kids.
Well, there's a follow-on session about these little guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So these, on top of caramel cone ice cream by Häagen-Dazs, which is absolutely delicious.
Not a sponsor of the show.
Häagen-Dazs caramel cone ice cream. Killer, killer flavor. We have quarters. These are these little circle things. You can play beer pong with them. They're really, really great. Wait, is that quarters game or beer
pong? Quarters.
Quarters. Okay, yeah, yeah. That's a great beer game. But what do you want to talk about quarters for?
There's a shortage in coins right now in the U.S. because the economy is not running like it's supposed to.
Oh.
And so there's many sources citing that apparently if you go to certain stores, they'll ask you for either use plastic money, use exact change.
Oh.
Or you know, they can't make change because they don't have enough coinage.
Hey, supply demand. That means start hoarding these quarters, just like the toilet paper. No, start hoarding the quarters.
Don't do that. I mean, because basically, people, you know, when I was in college, you know, you had to have quarters in order to do your laundry, and so if you can't get quarters to do your laundry, that's a major infrastructure issue.
Yeah, we got some oldies and some new ones in here. Yeah. Very interesting. Oh, we even have a Canadian. Ah, Canadian ones. Who wants a Canadian one?
But yeah, there's a coin shortage out there right now. And it's because the economy is not running like it's supposed to.
It's not.
Yeah. What else do you have?
Just tired. Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, so swag. So I'm wearing a Twilio shirt right now. This is one of my favorites. And, you know, it's near and dear to my heart because it's part of internet infrastructure and telephony infrastructure. So telephone infrastructure and internet infrastructure. This company is behind the scenes, but they're hitting all-time highs in their stock price. Oh, not financial advice. They're worth about, you know, with a market capitalization of about $36 billion.
Oh, wow.
$36 billion with a B. And so they're one of the unicorns that came out from your alma mater, 500 Startups.
What up, 500 strong?
So yeah, this is one of my favorite shirts, one of my favorite colors. So, you know, just happened to coincidentally throw it on today, and it's related to tech. And so I figured it works, you know, for the show.
500 Startups is the accelerator I was working out of in San Francisco during my startup days. And I'm wearing Ideal Seat. Did you know they were recently acquired?
I did not know.
So Joel Carbon, congratulations. He's the CEO. Did really great work. We shared an investor. One of my first investors was Gary Rubens. He also invested in this company. Yeah.
All right. Last thing I have is I have my monthly business review for June tomorrow morning with my boss and my grand boss.
Good luck. Oh, grand boss.
Yeah. And
what
so
a grand boss.
That's going to be really interesting because I threw up a big donut in June. Not very pleasant experience when you're in sales, but
it
is.
But I really loved your letter that you posted on LinkedIn today. It was so creative.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was really well written.
Thank you.
Like, absolutely charming.
Thank you.
I think you guys should check it out. Check out his LinkedIn and read the letter he wrote. It's like this sales pitch, but it's like the unusual, non-annoying sales pitch. Because usually when you get sales like spam email, you're like...
It was a cold email,
delete,
too.
Delete. Yeah, but his was charming.
It was an example of a cold email. And you're not biased either by...
Not
by
biased it. At all.
But anyway, so I have my monthly business review. It's going to be happening, you know, these MBRs are happening every single month. And so it's a really interesting experience having to present. The way it's talked about is that you have to present your business, you know, how you're doing, what you're doing, where you're going, how do you feel, you know, good stuff, bad stuff, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's very, very, it can be very intense. And so, you know, of course, these are challenging times these days.
Mm-hmm.
Unprecedented challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's reflected in the numbers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's all I got.
All right. Thank you for sharing your time with us.
Stay on to listen to the Bitcoin Jingle by Tatiana Moroz.
It's really, really charming.
Yes.
And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Thank you to the WTIA, and be nice, y'all.
Together we rise.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
I didn't want to give any of my money to a nation based on war. I wanted to be free, nothing holding me back from where I want to go. I thought about it, what was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money, don't give up your money, use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. I didn't want to waste any of my time working for the government. I wanted to be kind, open up my mind just like an instrument. I thought about it, what was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money, don't give up your money, use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. What a little crypto can do. No longer a slave. I don't have to work until the grave. So many times I tried to myself that we didn't have a chance. Nakamoto came along with more than a song, gave the labor back to man. I thought about it, what was the choice that I made? It was to take away the money, don't give up your money, use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay. Use Bitcoin whenever you pay.
All right. Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. This podcast is non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about money, Bitcoin, blockchains, crypto, and digital assets for busy parents and working folks who are curious about these new technologies. Day, Ari, and their guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they do, y'all. Because what part of your life does money not touch? This podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete responsibility, y'all. Now, thanks again, and enjoy the show.
Mark here. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was fast, actually.
Exactly 20 minutes. Pow!